A KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. Time for a look at the news for a Friday, the third day of January for 2020. Well, topping the news today, an Amador County man wanted for possible murder has been arrested. Washoe County deputies arrested Sean Purdy Thursday in connection with the New Year's Day homicide. Purdy is suspected of killing his father, Lance Purdy, in their Pine Grove family home. Deputies responded to the family home after a neighbor reported seeing a large amount of blood in and around the Kevke Court home. Shortly before, that same neighbor spotted 20-year-old Purdy leaving the house in a hurry in a 2017 blue Suburban Outback, or a blue Subaru Outback, I should say. Earlier in the day, Patricia Purdy, Sean's mother, notified Amador County deputies about concerns for her husband. The 52-year-old Purdy had flown home earlier in the week to check on Sean and had not been seen or heard from since. The sheriff's office says detectives tracked Sean's cell phone to the north shore of Lake Tahoe. Washoe County deputies stopped him at about 1 in the morning on Thursday at a 7-Eleven in Incline Village before he ran. Deputies recovered the Subaru, and a canine unit and helicopter joined the search. Washoe County deputies arrested Purdy in Nevada just before 1 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday on a tip from a rideshare driver. The driver had picked Purdy up and given him a ride earlier in the day. Purdy was booked into the Washoe County Jail before extradition back to Amador County. The sheriff's office has not released any information on the whereabouts of Lance Purdy. Anyone with information on this incident is being asked to call the Amador County Sheriff's Office at 223-6500.
Amador County Sheriff's Office investigating what appears to be a New Year's Day murder-suicide. According to Undersheriff Gary Redman, on Wednesday evening, just before 11, the Sheriff's Office received a 911 call reporting a 16-year-old girl arrived home, discovered her mother and stepfather deceased. Amador County Sheriff deputies responded to the home on Rolling Hills Road in Pioneer. Upon making entry into the residence, deputies located both parties, victims, from apparent gunshot wounds. Redman said a firearm was recovered from the residence. There are no outstanding suspects at this time. The investigation is continuing.
And the first snowpack survey of the season was conducted yesterday at the Phillips Station near South Lake Tahoe. And despite a slow start, December storms gave California a promising start. According to the Department of Water Resources, statewide, the snow water content, known as the amount of water contained in the snowpack, was 90% of the January average. The Phillips Station readings found a snow depth of 33.5 inches and a water content of 11 inches. That amounts to 97% of the January average and 44% of the April 1st average for that location. Now, Department of Water Resource officials say it's still too early to predict where the snow levels will be at the final readings taken in April. The snowpack is measured manually and by electronic sensors at numerous locations. Nearly 75% of California's annual precipitation occurs from December through February. The snowpack supplies about 30% of California's water when it melts.
Well, search and rescue teams and the CHP helicopter assisted the Calaveras Sheriff's Office in locating a missing man. According to reports, on the evening of December 31st, the Calaveras Sheriff's Office received notification a person had activated a personal emergency locator beacon from a location between Avery and Sheep Ranch. Further reports revealed a 66-year-old male had departed on a portion of the Arnold Rim Trail from a location in Avery while operating an electric mountain bike. The man initially used a cell phone to inform a family member he was lost, then after traveling further, lost cell service and activated his emergency beacon. Deputies responded to the area, and the Calaveras Search and Rescue Team was dispatched. Now, due to the thick brush and limited access, a California Highway Patrol helicopter assisted in the search. At about 8 p.m., the helicopter located the man in a heavily wooded area, but was unable to land in the area, and the canopy of the dense trees prevented an airborne rescue. So ground crews were able to reach the man by 1:15 on New Year's morning. He was in good health, not in need of medical treatment.
And early yesterday morning, just before 7 o'clock, Amador County fire units were dispatched to a single-family home off of French Gulch Road in Pine Grove. The caller, a neighbor, reported they could see flames coming from the Christmas tree inside the home. Firefighters arrived on scene to find the structure well involved with flames and the residents already evacuated. With the help of mutual aids, the fire was extinguished with significant damage to the home. No injuries were reported from the incident.
In PG&E, hoping to have details squared away by the end of the month regarding a $13.5 billion settlement it'll pay to victims of wildfires from 2017 and 18. Now, there's a tug of war underway as the proposed settlement leaves open how much will be used to compensate people who lost families, homes, and businesses. State agencies also say they're owed money, $3.3 billion. Federal agencies making claim to total of $4.3 million. Now, lawyers for fire victims are asking the judge to reduce the claims by government agencies, specifically questioning whether the state's Office of Emergency Services can legally request money for carrying out emergency services like fire response. PG&E is also working on a broader bankruptcy exit plan that must be approved by state regulators and a judge by June.
And the True Sportsman's Club will host their annual handgun silhouette shoot Saturday, January 11th from 10 to 3. This is rain or shine, all ages welcome. You'll be shooting either 22 or centerfire handguns into reactive silhouette targets at various distances. Visitors will also have a chance to purchase snacks and refreshments while competing. For more information, visit thetruesportsmansclub.org. And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Friday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website at kvgcradio.com.